Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and Rootwork Spot. Yes, I am your host, Queen Bee, and I'm back! I want to first start by thanking all of my listeners, all of my followers. It is great to have you. And anybody else that wants to listen in, this show was designed to teach us of what to look for, how to protect ourselves, what may hurt you, and definitely of the things that will help you. Like I said, I think everyone for listening in, even my snoopers, you know what you can do. But let's talk. Okay, one good way of cleaning up your evil mess, if you are the ones doing it, you know who you are. Stop burning them damn candles out there on the damn porch trying to mess up somebody else. It is not working. A candle alone is not going to do anything but slow them down. What you want in the house, snotty nose, shortness of breath, what? Stop burning them damn candles. And take that gunk off the tree. And I'm going to tell you all what I'm talking about. People try to call voodoo spirits by decorating trees. Have the eyes, the nose, the mouth. Walking around the tree, turning it up, turning it down. Well, after a while, it turns on you. And I'm sure that you have had setbacks. That you are doing this. Okay, your next thing is candles. All right, burning those black candles is doing nothing but hurting yourself. You're not consulting with a worker. You're trying to do this on your own. Maybe you're a little schizophrenic where you think that you are God or a worker. So I would like for you to take that to heed. Now, on with the program. You know, candles, yes, play a big part in every ritual that we have to perform. And some of our clients have to use them too. But not the way that we do. See, what I was explaining, I wasn't being, hateful, arrogant about it. You can't learn this out of a book, taking a stupid course, or from the TV. Many have watched Charm and tried to do the ritual that those girls do on Charm. That's not a good idea. You are really going to mess yourself up. And the smoke from those candles, you have rolled them in something very dangerous. And it is really hurting your family because someone in the household may have a medical problem. And the smoke from those candles that you're blowing towards the neighbors is affecting your family too. So stop with the candles. We know what you do. Early morning. Now, for this kind of thing, you're taking that trip in the morning. Trying to get rid of someone, you picked the wrong time and the wrong date. See, there's a time and place for everything. And as in this work, sometimes there are certain days of the week, there are certain phases of the moon, sometimes it's the way the sun is setting, everything. So that's something that you have to think about. Okay. Sitting back waiting for disaster. While you are sitting back waiting for disaster that happened to someone else, the disaster is coming to you. You expect disaster to happen in 24 hours. Well, within 24 hours, it comes to you. It affects you in many ways. you won't see argument going on. And I'm going to speak about arguments later on. Within a household, you figure that'll break up the family and make them leave. No, you're trying to ruin their income. Okay, you're going to really dress water meters, light meters, satellite dishes. Please. That is old stuff that has proven to not work. But the best thing that you can do if you're one of these evildoers is stop it. Because you don't know what a person does, who a person knows, or anything else. And stop picking at their children. When you pick at someone's children, yes, you do have those parents to deal with. But they may want to deal with you in a different way than a fist fight. So keep that in mind. It could be a spiritual warfare. When it comes down to people's children, if they're a good parent, they're going to put their life on the line for their children. Think about it. And while you're wishing bad luck on somebody else's children, that bad luck is coming to your children, your family. Think about it. All right. If you're in a whiny situation, let's go back to real talk. Because I was talking about the rituals that was before. Let's go back to real talk. I always have that, and I always will, because there's other than voodoo, witchcraft, Satanism, demonology, and all of the above going on. You know, we go through things day by day. Let's talk about anger. Let's talk about frustration and health problems. Let's put these together. If you have a mate or a friend, whatever it may be, husband, that has a health problem. Let me tell you something. Some sicknesses make people just as ill as hornets. You can't say anything to them. You can't satisfy them. Oh, it could be a situation with the phone, destroying everything in the house. But I tell you what, you need to get help. But their peace of mind and especially yours. Because eventually, that's going to bring you down. It's going to bring you down hard. You're going to have panic attacks. You'll even think about killing the person. The thing to do is get help. And if it's that bad, see if you can put them in an institution. You know, somewhere that can help them for a while. So that's something I wanted to get out today. Okay, number two. If you are in a relationship, and let's talk about how this relationship may go. It's just an example. Okay, let's say you're married. Good husband. I use women as an example because I was on men last week. And you decide to step out. Well, sometimes when you step out, you step into a worse situation. Okay, you step out to man B. He's good to you at first because he feels like that he has accomplished something. He proved something. He won. Well, he didn't win. And you didn't win either. Then he shows his true power. Okay, instead of trying to correct this and closing that door, you move on to another man. Wow, this man is worse. This man may be on drugs. This man may be an alcohol or whatever. Especially if they're drug addicts, I'm going to tell you something. They're using you to get what they want. They have nothing. And you're spending all the money that you can get on them. You're spending all your time with them. And then when they get on their feet, they give you their butt to kiss. So what I'm getting, this message that I'm getting out to a special someone is don't go back that way because it's going to get worse. You need to focus on other important things in your life, things that you should have been thinking about to start with. focusing on. There may be children. You need to focus on your children. You may need to focus on your career. As for man number three, you need to leave him alone. You really need to leave men alone, period, until you get yourself together. Because from the looks of it, you are cross. You have a lot of enemies. You are cross. And people, when you are messed up in one area of your life, how do you expect everything else to go right? And whoever was going through this, I know that you're down and out, but everything is going to be okay. You just have to listen sometimes. If you don't listen, then how are you to get to the next step? That's my perception of the whole thing. How are you to get to the next step? If you don't take that time, then just sit there and think, well, that's where our church is. Please watch carefully, because we got crooks in the church. We got murderers in the church. We got people holding up them. Well, it's one certain church. It's a member that was up there at the pulpit speaking and prophesying over everybody. And they got caught up in their crime earlier in the month. This is a call that I had made. The call was, oh, you'll find out about this church. Well, you found out. And now the church is in embarrassment. I would not name it. But I'm sure that somebody that's listening to you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, all of this should not be going on in the church of God. You know, you got witchcraft going on in the church. You got voodoo going on in the church. You got drama and confusion going on in the church. This is a place to go and fellowship and hear the word of God. Because the church is really within you. The church is inside. Your body is God's temple. And you should always keep it clean. But when you go out and do all sorts of things, terrible things, to people, how do you expect to prosper? How do you expect to come closer to God? Oh, you are missing Mr. Holy Roly when you are around church people. But the minute you get out of that church, you are a totally different person. You don't just praise God on Sunday. This has to be an everyday thing. You don't just pray on Sunday. You need to pray and praise God every single day. Because if you don't, there's something bad coming. People don't see that. Faithless in the churches. I just say, people, be careful what church you go to. If you go in there and you're already hearing gospel, you've been there one Sunday, already hearing the gospel, already seeing weird things going on there, you need to move on because it can mess with your anointing. And I'm sure that you know what that is. I don't have to explain it. You know, this is something that goes on every day. There's only a few churches in this world that is that's right, that's godly. You don't have a two-time Bible up in the church. Example, the Baptist Holiness Bible. Please, no. You shouldn't have that there. It's either your Catholic, your Baptist, or whatever. If you follow the Muslim religion, okay, that's what it should be. But when you start trying to mix things up to fool other people's eyes, then you're not God with yourself. everything, everyone is said, it's all one accord. Yes, it's only one God. Regardless of the name that you call him, Allah, or whatever, that's one God. And he knows what you're doing. You may be fooling other people, but God knows what you're doing. That's a message that I had to get out today. And let's go into this. I just leave that alone, and we can go into this. What goes around comes around. When you throw evil, it comes back to you like a boomerang. And people know what I'm talking about. Say if you made somebody lose their job, but nothing in this world, it wasn't bothering you, but you were jealous. Okay, it's coming back to you in some sort of way. You may not lose your job. You might lose something else. Something else might go on in your home. Or at work, or even in the church nowadays. That's something to think about. Let's fly. Okay, let's talk about luck. That's a lot of things that can be done for luck. Okay, the John Conqueror. The John Conqueror is used for many things. It's used as a token to control someone. It is used in a mojo bag for good luck and prosperity. And gambling. But it is said that the Hydron Sokolu, if it is touched by a man, held by a man, that man is strong. And if you were to fight him, then you would not win. He would actually hit you and kill you. All right, but this part of the John Sokolu, I would like to get together. All right, example. You're looking for gambling luck. Something to bring in quick money and keep you with good luck. The high John Conqueror or the John Conqueror is a good thing. Now, it's something that has to be wrapped around the Conqueror, but it's better off you with something else like a magnetic glowstone or a piece of ceramic pottery. That's how you pronounce it. Puzo is what it's called, but the text name is Pari. And probably one or two more money drawing herbs. So with this herb, as you, whatever the worker tells you to do to it, as you do that, you have to talk to that root. Now, I know that it sounds funny. It sounds funny to me, but you talk to that root every day. You get it the first day you talk to. All right, by the third day, you're seeing movement. You're seeing things getting better. And I guess by the end of, 7 to 14 days, you see your luck changing. But you have to discuss this with your worker because I did not tell you everything was going to that bag. And I didn't tell you what to wrap around that root. But I figured it would be interesting. Now, that's a partial positive. That's for good. Okay, the eucalyptus, the sound, and the oregano. Oregano is what I would like to do. Oregano is a small bookcase. You know where you're going to get a scent. Say you're getting a student ticket. Then using that in combination with other court curios will help you to get a lighter scent or a lighter punishment for that seat, along with other things. There are lots. There is lots of court conjure. You wouldn't believe. And all is effective if you do what we tell you to do. Now, some of this court conjure even work with people trying to get a settlement, trying to get bank disability, all of that. But you have to follow the rules. But I'm going to tell you this. If a worker has worked so hard, the way they thought you something, and I know some of you are very high-minded, take it. Because if you don't take it, then guess what? You're going to be in trouble later on. See, this is a person that I would speak of as they have had. Chance after chance. Lucky things being thrown at them, and they did not take it. Well, that's the reason they came to us, and they have wasted our time. How interesting. Wasting our time. If you're not going to do what we ask you to do, don't even call us. If you're not serious, leave us alone, because we're dead serious. We're out here to help, and what we want to help everybody that we can. But when we have people that are playing around, then it's irritating, because you have wasted that time from somebody else who is truly serious and is really in need of our help. And I hope that that has gotten through, too. We have All Hallows' Eve coming up, which is the strongest day to get everything done. Probably all I'm going to say about All Hallows' Eve, excuse me. Something to cool off with. During this time of the year, the hormones are slowing down, and everybody is trying to cool off. But some people don't want us to cool off. Some people want to keep the mess going all year long. You know, in the hotter days, that's when all the fight and all the hatred, all the anger appears. But when it starts to cool off like this and get near fall, everyone will sit back and cool down. Which you should have cooled down while it was hot. Walk away. Turn your back. But sometimes you can't turn your back on things. It's hard. You know, some of the things that happen out here will take all of the religion that you have. Because they're pushing you. People push you. Situations push you. And we're all human. We are only human, and there's only so much that we can take. Okay. Now that I've mentioned the lodestone, I want to tell you this about the lodestone. One thing that can do with that lodestone, and I mentioned it last week, it's been there. That can do with the lodestone and the hydrangeas. Now that's all I'm going to tell you, because there's more to do with the hydrangea. When you use this kind of product, you want everything to be just right. Just like in any other kind of work, you want everything to be right. You don't need holes there. You don't need holes to, you know, interfere with your results. Your mouth can interfere with your results. When you open your mouth to somebody else about what you're doing, then you just put a big hole in your case. The worker didn't do it. You did it. Oh, I must have stepped on a toe, because I see somebody blinked off or blink on. Anyway, I really enjoy speaking with everyone. And I would like to make some changes my show. So you can expect more content. You can expect you to take calls, even more. I believe I've taken calls twice. But the topic gets so intense, and we have such little time that I cannot take you. And I can tell by looking who's serious and who's not, or who just wants to be heard. And that's sad. That's wasting time, too. If you're not serious, don't call me. You got questions about anything that I speak about, yes, I'd be glad to answer them. But when you get on there, don't foolish me. This example about a man you don't really want, and this and that and the third. Now, that's wasting time. Do you know that about 7 years ago, I had a client, not saying a name, and I was working that case, and I was so very busy that day. But I started calling after that anyway. And when I answered it, the fool told me, my favorite episode is coming on. Yes! That is a waste of time. If I could have yanked them through this phone, I would have. See, that's what ticks us off. And then people say some of us try to rush them off. No, it's not. It's you that's rushing us off. If you come correct and you come straight and you have an understanding of what we're trying to tell you and you're serious about doing it, yes, we will speak with you. I take time. I keep the lines of communication open with all of my clients. I most certainly do. See, this is my calling. And I feel that if I keep those lines of communication open, I can dig deeper. I can see more what's going on. And then this may be something that I can do on my end. See, that's for those of us that are very serious about our people. But on to other things, you know, instances. I spoke of herbs, fruits, some oils, but incense. Be very careful what incense that you buy. I know that most convenient stores have incense, but I can tell you one or two to be careful of. The voodoo incense, take it and burn in your house. You never say it what you need to say. You don't know what comes along with that. I do, but the majority of you don't. And there's another one. There is another one. Black art. They have nerve enough to have one called black art. Please don't mess with that. Now, messing with that, even touching it with your hand, can mess you up. Well, I think that I have done a wonderful show today, a fantastic show today, talking with you all and telling you what is what. I figured I'd take my time and explain everything. Everything does not have to be done in one episode. So, you know, I say this every week. I hope that you have listened and will carry everything that I have said with you into the next week. And I hope that from the conjugate activity that you have written it down, especially the ones with protection. Well, I have a few seconds to go, and I'm still thanking all my listeners and all of my followers. I hope that everyone enjoys the rest of their Sunday. I hope that everyone enjoys their week ahead. I hope that you are all blessed. But please, be careful. You remember everything that I say. Think about it. Even from past episodes, think about it. But to my loving family, I'm so proud of you, and I love you very much. And you have come very far. And to the rest of you, God bless you. And I will be talking to you next week. Goodbye.